The Cowboys pick at 22. Will it be a diamond or trash? Find out with the Ticket's wall-to-wall coverage of the NFL Draft, April 24th and 25th. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Red Stripe, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, it is time for a very, very explosive, we think, concert calendar. This is brought to you by Yamaha Suzuki. Glad to have them on board.
Yes.
Well, let's begin with a look at what's going on out there tonight. At Lone Star Park tonight, Willie Nelson.
Oh, the great Willie Nelson.
Gee, you can never find him playing a live gig.
Well, nothing wrong with that. He's good. People like him.
What does he play, about 400 shows a year?
Yeah. You know, and wherever he plays, he draws a good crowd. People like him.
We'll see.
It's about 370 too many.
Which Willie are you going to get, though? Disinterested Willie? Or
yeah.
You're going to get the mailing it in Willie, just like you get the mailing it in Bob Dylan.
Now, when he plays these events, like Lone Star Park.
You're going to get tax trouble, Willie.
You're going to get tax trouble, mailing in Willie. Now, when he plays an actual show that you buy real tickets for and go to an actual venue, then he'll try. But when you catch him
I bet he's pretty good tonight.
You catch him at a rodeo, you're effed.
You're in for Whiskey River six times.
And a nice long nap.
At the Gypsy Tea Room, the Psychedelic Furs, the Alarm, and the Pleased.
Well, that'd be a big show 20 years ago. Still may be fun to go down there, man.
Who was in the Psychedelic Furs? Wasn't there somebody kind of famous out of that group?
Ace Frehley started it.
Mike Peters was in the Alarm.
Well, who was in the Psychedelic Furs? That's what he asked.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about them.
Alex.
I like them.
Wasn't there somebody in there that...
Alex Battalion? Was that his last name?
No, but that's a bold-faced lie.
Alex what? Battalion.
And Billy Bob, Charlie Robeson.
Oh, Lord.
Isn't he married to one of those Dixie sluts?
I think they're the Dixie Chicks, and yes.
Wow. At the Sons of Herman Hall, the Red Elvises.
Greg O.
You love Elvis.
I love red. I know. I may go tonight. Don't rule it out.
At the Lizard Lounge, Bad Boy Bill.
Kevin Scott.
I love Bad Boy Bill.
Now, what's he got?
That's that little black midget that had his eye shot out, right?
No, that's Bushwick Bill.
Oh.
What's Bad Boy Bill got?
Tell him, Kevin.
Oh, a whole lot. Just a lot of guitar stuff involving surf rock and electronica.
It's a DJ, but
you'll love their sitar.
Yeah. Well, he plays that kind of music, though.
Right.
At Dada, what is this? The Motet?
The Motet. And this is going to be great, Greg, for you.
I doubt I'll make it.
What are they?
Tell them, Greg.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with them at all. I mean, I don't comment on bands I don't know something about. Never have. Never will.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
At Trees, Bob Schneider.
Bang Sandra Bullock, you didn't.
At the Barley House, Pleasant Grove.
Well.
Fun band. Go see him. I won't be there, though.
Have a fun.
Why not?
I'll be here, pulling it.
Tomorrow night, at the Granada, the Indigo Girls.
Psycho Dave.
You know what? In 1993, whenever the Closer I Am to Find came out, you couldn't have told me there was a better song out there. I thought that song was awesome.
Now, aren't they a big hit with the Lesbo crowd?
Oh, yeah.
Because they are lesbians.
A big
hit,
Greg.
Did Lesbos. You like that song, Mike?
It was okay.
Closer I Am to Find.
It was okay, but they have proven to have very little else since, apparently.
No.
At the Firewater Bar and Grill, Eddie Money.
I believe you introduced them at one time.
As a matter of fact, I did. In fact, looking down the list of what's going on tomorrow night, boy, what a huge night for bands that have had it.
You think Eddie Money's had it? Was Take Me Home Tonight his last hurrah?
Yeah, it was his last big hit.
That was a good song. Sang that with our little Ronnie Millsap, if I remember correctly.
Ronnie Spector.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
At Lone Star Park, the Beach Boys.
Boy, do you have to ask the question there?
Mike Love's in it.
Matter of fact, you don't even have to ask the question. I can answer it.
Mike Love.
And that's it, isn't it?
I think so.
Is Al Jardine in it still?
No, he's got another thing that's going on.
And all the rest of the Wilson brothers are either dead or nuts.
Did Freddie Pancake leave the band last year, or is he still in it?
There is no Freddie Pancake.
Well, have you been dipping into the free bar at the HBO hospitality room?
He's doing a bit, and it's not funny.
At Billy Bob's, Mark Chestnut.
Greg O.
He's not bad.
Well, what does he do?
Country songs.
Well, like what?
I don't know the name, but I could recognize him if I heard him.
Is he the one that does God Bless Texas?
No runs for the eighth year. That's Little Texas.
Is this year eight, the year eight anniversary, Greg?
Right.
Well, give me this. At least I don't whip it out as often as I used to.
No, but pull that.
At the Waxahachie Theater, Rusty Weir.
Don't issue the line.
Don't do it. Just don't even say
it. Just move on.
What was the line?
What was I going to say?
Just, him battled through a lot of injuries. Can't believe he's still playing.
Thought he was on the DL.
I don't think we ever made that connection.
Okay. Just go.
Right.
All right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is this? Mary Myers Park?
Yeah.
All right, at Mary Myers Park.
Whoever the hell knows where that is, call me.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, shout off 20.
If you know where it is, you will find the Little River Band there tomorrow night.
Wow. Jeez. You have to ask a question there, too, huh?
What question is that?
Is a Billy Fence person still in there?
All right.
At Bass Hall, John Prine.
I made you laugh.
Go and see John Prine. He's a good.
Is he?
He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, he is not.
And in Deep Ellum, the Fry Street Fair featuring
Fry Street.
Nope.
You cannot have the Fry Street Fair if it's not in Denton. You just can't.
Who's in it?
Chomsky, Bowling for Soup, Baboon, Brutal Juice, The Theater Fire, Pleasant Grove, and dozens of others.
Wow. Why did Chomsky agree to that? They're better than that.
No, they're not.
You can check out the itinerary in the Observer. That and all the personal ads. At Addison Circle Park, Bone Street, or nope. Bone Star Jam.
Bone Street. Bone Street.
Oh, God, don't know.
Bone Star Jam with Kansas and Petty Theft and others.
Pearl Jam.
No, Greg, Pearl Jam's not going to be there.
And at Deep Ellum Blues, the great Bugs Henderson.
Where?
Wow.
Mike Reiner.
Would you like to do your impression of Lispy Bugs, Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no such impression.
You do.
No,
you
not really.
He has the tongue of the iguana. It's like 6 inches too long for his mouth. Well, therefore, the lisp.
No, not really. I never said any such thing about him.
And that he's borderline albino?
He is somebody that I hold in very high regard and have a lot of respect for.
Michael?
Well, he hates you.
Yeah, he does.
At the Barley House on Sunday, the Nitrons.
I suggest you stop calling Bugs Mr. Retard.
I don't call him that. I have a lot of regard for Bugs. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
Monday at Haley's in Denton, the Apples in Stereo and Apollo Sunshine.
Excellent. Oh, geez, will that suck.
What do you think?
Well, first of all,
why do you sound so exasperated?
Because a lot of reasons. You want me to run down?
Go ahead, Greg.
First of all, they're playing on a Monday night in Denton.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got bad names.
Mm-hmm.
That adds up to suck to me.
You going?
Yeah.
All the night. Tuesday at the Tea Room, the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
Really?
I'm going to that.
Interesting.
You want to go to that?
They're that kind of spacey trio from out west.
No,
I'm interested in them. They're playing at Lollapalooza.
No. Once again, they're not playing there.
Yeah, they are.
Actually, they are, Greg.
Really? Okay, I stand corrected.
Now, what is this, Mink?
Uh-huh.
At Mink, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Now, didn't he used to work with Fresh Prince?
Yeah, where's Will Smith? He's breaking out on his own now.
Buddy, if Will Smith was with him, they wouldn't be playing it Mink.
Wow, that poor guy.
He's like Messina from Loggins and Messina.
Right.
You think that Will Smith ever throws him like a million or so?
No.
No.
I bet he doesn't even talk to him.
I bet he calls him all the time, tries to get him gigs, says, hey, man, get Jada to hook me up with one of her friends. He never calls him back.
I bet he can't even get in touch with Will Smith.
Jada.
You know, when we were down at the Gypsy Tea Room the other night, I drove by Blue.
And?
Remember Blue?
Yeah.
Oh, that failed experiment we were going
to
do?
Yeah, we were all going to go to Blue one night.
Of course, it's another
great
idea.
Of course, that never happened.
It's going to be a good idea that we had that we never execute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that place even still happening anymore?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it.
I haven't either.
I went there.
Has it turned into a gay bar?
No. Well, I don't know if it has. I haven't been there.
What's that been, about 8-9 months ago?
Somewhere around there.
About the shelf life of one of those clubs. Yeah. They don't last much longer.
My sister and a friend came to town, and they wanted to go out, and they wanted to do something like that. So
your sister?
We went to Blue.
Hmm. And how was it?
It was all right, if you're into that scene. Just a lot of kids dancing around. You know what you see a lot of there? You see a lot of people who you can tell they've got absolutely no money whatsoever, but they want to act like they're high class.
You know, $300 a week millionaires.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just put everything on their credit card.
Who'd you go there with?
My sister.
Your sister.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Addison guys there, tight T-shirts.
They had some of those there.
Their biceps.
They had some of those there.
Wow.
So you went with your sister, huh?
Interesting.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Why is
what was that, Mike?
My sister.
Just finish it. You can say it. Just finish it.
My sister's stinky box.
There you go, Mike. There you go.
All right, now play his and finish it.
What?
I don't have any. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, you do, too.
No, don't have any.
You do.
Oh,
really?
Jesus smoked pot.
Come on.
Hey, dump that.
Come on.
Stop doing this. Don't do drop warfare.
Dueling drop.
We're not supposed to play those. Now, quit
I remember
it.
When Greg asked a woman to take her robe off, but yet...
No. We can't play that one either because it's been banned.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Grego had that one removed.
Get your clothes off, bitch.
Mine!
Stop it. Which, that should be banned, too.
Stop it.
A bunch of them that need to be banned.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. Holy cow.
Come on.
What the hell's wrong with
drop
you?
Drop warfare. Did I do trees?
I don't know.
No.
Square pusher?
No, you didn't do square pusher.
Yeah, good thing you got that in there.
Wednesday at Pegasus Plaza, a free show featuring Fastball.
There's a reason why that's free.
What was their big song?
Pretty good.
Oh, really, Greg?
Yeah.
What's their lead singer's name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy what? Eat World?
No.
Just pick out an object in front of you and put on the end of it.
Jimmy Dozzle.
Jimmy Dozzle.
Nationality is that?
Hey, they're good.
What a freaking liar.
They're good. They're good.
Jimmy Telephone Head.
Thursday at Poor David's Pub, Marshall Crenshaw.
The Marshall Crenshaw Band.
At the Tea Room, Riddlin' Kids.
Funny.
At the Lakewood Bar and Grill, Chris Holt.
You're going to go see him, aren't you, Mike? Support him?
I went
down. In your band?
Absolutely.
Did you announce that Chris Holt is in your band?
Yes, he is. The great Chris Holt.
So great.
What does he play?
Keyboards with Petty Theft, but he's also a great guitar player. And he plays drums, too. He can do anything. Guy's awesome.
He won Best Gay Guitarist last year in the Weekly Observer Awards.
He's not gay.
Isn't he?
No. At the Curtain Club, Andy Timmons.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter with Andy Timmons?
Corby loves those guitar players.
Guitar spare.
You don't like the guitar hero?
Let's see if we can book him.
There's a little bit more to him than that.
I think we've had him on.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, there's a little more to Andy Timmons than that.
Do you think there'll be any hammer-ons and tapping? Maybe a nice tremolo dive bomb. Some arpeggio sweeps.
I hope he opens with this.
Quit it.
That's not what he's about, really.
Sure he is.
Mm-hmm. At the Reconsider Lounge,
Snake.
Pummeled by Peter, Mr. Pissy Pants, and Fingerbox.
What?
You heard it.
And there you go. There's the concert calendar for this week.
What was the first one?
Let's gear up for the two-minute drill now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That's next here on The Ticket.